local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
If I've said it before, I've said it again. The only thing better than 2 hours of Pensacola right now is 3 hours of Pensacola right now. And that's exactly what you got for you at this moment.
Busy week. And yeah. I want to remind you, because I know we're down to the final days here. Florida Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday underway through Friday, September 6th. Now, beginning on Sunday, September 1st through the 7th, it is the Tool Time Tax Holiday. Residents can get those tools at great prices and great deals. So take advantage of that. You will save yourself some bucks, I promise you.
Absolutely.
But the time is clicking away here.
Yes. And also wanted to touch on a couple of big hitting local headlines here. The former Okaloosa County deputy charged with manslaughter for killing Airman Roger Fortson has been denied bond. 38-year-old Eddie Duran will remain in jail in Okaloosa County, and if convicted as charged, he could face up to 30 years in prison. Of course, Duran shot and killed Roger Fortson when responding to a disturbance call at his apartment back in May, and he shot the airman several times when he answered the door with a firearm that was pointed at the ground. An investigation determined the shooting was not objectively reasonable, and he was fired from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. The state attorney's office announced that he was being charged with manslaughter this week, and Duran is due back in court on Thursday afternoon.
Okay, 612, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, Chris Bryan with you this afternoon. State's top cop, Ashley Moody, is reminding colleges and universities there's no room in Florida for anti-Semitism. Moody is saying they are renewing their commitment. And when I'm saying there, the state is renewing their commitment to make Florida a safe state for Jewish students. Governor DeSantis moved earlier this year to waive transfer rules for students at elite colleges fleeing anti-Semitism elsewhere. You know, we're talking about like maybe Columbia or Harvard, the schools up in the Northeast.
Some of the schools that have been in trouble for this sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely right. So they're saying if you've been targeted by rage mobs on campus, well, those students can come to Florida and study in a good environment and be treated with respect. Hmm. So that's some of the things going down from Ashley in Tallahassee on this issue.
Well, that's a very good message to promote. Very good image as well. Because the thing is, that's the thing. You know, we were touching on that a lot. And whenever Columbia or Harvard or any of these schools, if they were dealing with these issues, they'd come out and say the first thing they would do. It did not matter what these protesters were doing. The first thing they would do is say, "Now, hey, listen, we don't want to step on your right to free speech." And it's like, listen, we understand that. And we know that you're big on protesting, woo, but you can't have students, they're not even students. You can't have people that aren't even enrolled there setting up tents on your campus. You can't have people getting violent in any way if they were doing that. You can't have people disrupting the learning environment. You can't have people taking over a building. I remember that happened at one point, whether it be at UCLA or Columbia, one of those schools. You cannot have that take place. In Florida, yeah, they've kind of put their foot down on that, because I know USF and UF both dealt with some issues, I think, of, you know, some people trying to make their statement and take their stance. And these schools were far less receptive to that, because it's like, hey, we're all for free speech, but let's be an adult.
Are you familiar with the term squatters?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Florida drawing more squatters than any state. Let me explain if you're not familiar with this term. Squatters is a term used when a false report of shootings is made targeting local schools. In other words, if someone were to call in and say there's an active shooter on this campus and blah, 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 then they have to bring out all the armies, all the patrols. Cost a lot of money.
Right.
Well, in 23-24, a total of 1,564 school swatting threats impacting 1.2 million students were initiated here in the state of Florida alone. The last 2 years, swatting cost taxpayers more than $1 billion, that's with a B, $1 billion, affecting 16 million students by fake threats of harm. And what is unique about this, they're finding that the people that make these calls in, these threat calls in, are not even in the state of Florida.
Right.
They're from out of state.
Just doing stupid
causing
stuff.
Causing a bunch of knuckleheads, you know what I'm saying.
Well, and I guess they're thinking that, you know, they can get away with it if it's somewhere nowhere near. I don't know. But, you know, you don't just hear about it with schools. You hear about it with, like, someone online or someone over a video game. that some, I guess, nerdy hacker kid will get a hold of your information and they will SWAT your house saying that there's a gunman that's gone rampant or something. And you hear about people dying from that because they're like, hey, what the heck's what's going on? And they got a SWAT team, hence the term swatting, SWAT team breaking into their house and could take their life. It's just terrible. And when you have it on that big of a scale, it's all the more serious. Very upsetting there. Let's see, 6:15 before we continue bumming you out here with our state headlines, we'll get you our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here. All right. During our last traffic update of the 5 o'clock hour, I said, I hope our last few issues will begin to kind of subside. That does appear to be the case. There doesn't appear to be a lot of congestion here in Pensacola, maybe a little bit on Highway 98 if you're traveling eastbound coming from Blue Angel Parkway. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Navarre Parkway is cleared out. And Highway 90 over in the Pace Milton area is looking about as clear as can be as well. So outside of that one little spot on Highway 98, again, that's if you're traveling eastbound coming from Blue Angel Parkway, there's not much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, we've had WEAR's chief meteorologist Alan Strum here letting us know what's going on. Alan, what's the scene, my man?
Not much of a change with our weather is expected as we're looking for sun and clouds and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm each day. Rain chance runs at about 40% through the week and into the weekend. We're going to see overnight lows in the 70s with daytime highs mainly in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, it's nice hearing him say the lows in the 70s.
I know.
Throughout the summer, you know, get up late at night or whatever, early, or in my case, doing morning radio, you get up early in the morning, like 2:30, 3 o'clock. It was like 90 degrees at that time of day here on the Gulf Coast. So, yeah, it's starting to cool down somewhat. I'm happy about that. A federal appeals court, this happened on Monday, cleared the way for Florida to enforce a ban on gender-affirming care for minors. And what this does, it blocks a lower court order against the ban. The 2-1 decision issued by the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta prohibits transgender minors from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments. It also requires transgender adults only receive treatments from a doctor and not from registered nurses or other medical practitioners. Mm. Big issue here in the state on that thing.
Wow. Also, we have, this is going a bit more international. Israel says that a former hostage held by Hamas is in stable condition after being rescued. The Israeli military announced the rescue today after what it described as a complex operation in southern Gaza. The 52-year-old man is said to be in stable condition. Hamas is believed to still be holding more than 100 hostages who were taken during the October 7th attacks on Israel. And yesterday, National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said that ceasefire talks are moving forward this week following weekend strikes by Israel and Hezbollah.
Sometimes you look on the fine print when you have cable service, satellite service, and they said the provider can actually slow down your data speeds,
right?
Things like that. Well, USPS, United States Postal Service here, is considering kind of something like this. They're considering a cost-cutting measure that would result in slower mail delivery for long-distance and rural services, like a pick-and-choose issue here. The move will not happen until after the November election. I wonder why that is. The changes could save the Postal Service about $30 billion over the next 10 years. USPS also says, look for the price of stamps to rise. And you're going to say, not again. Yes, going to rise again for you.
Not a stamp user, but I got to tell you, every time I hear about stamps, I kid you not, the only time I ever hear about stamps is when the price is increasing X amount of cents. It really is. That's all I hear about it now. All right, just about 6:20. We'll take a quick break there when we return. We got some more nationally hard-hitting stuff here for you regarding the president and vice president and former president having a presidential debate. So a lot of presidents in there, along with some details about Trump getting some not just further endorsement, but also appointing a transitions team. We'll get into that and what the heck that even is after the break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell them you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, particularly about the fights and the sort of bad behavior surrounding high school and other football games in Escambia County. We also had a good episode of Days of Our Milton, where people were upset about, you know, a lot of different things, because it's always a lot of different things. Also, Santa Rosa County Commission, you know, some interesting discussions there, especially about what happened after the election. So lots of stuff on the podcast page at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. 6:23, before we get another quick check at the roads and weather, mentioned something about this. Former President Trump reaching an agreement with Vice President Kamala Harris related to the September 10th debate in Pennsylvania. In a Truth Social post, Trump said the debate will be held on ABC News and the rules will be the same as the debate between him and President Biden. And the former president said that it'll be a stand-up debate and that they can't bring any notes, adding that Harris wouldn't agree to debate on Fox News on September 4th or a potential third debate on NBC. And also, Trump is adding RFK Jr. and former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to his presidential transition team. That's according to a Trump spokesman. Of course, these are two individuals that have endorsed the former president recently in his bid for the White House. And apparently, a transition team's responsibility is to make policy and staffing decisions for if Trump defeats Vice President Harris in November. So okay. Very, very interesting. Yeah,
absolutely.
Team.
That's some good stuff.
Right.
It really is. 6:24. Kind of sliding by here. Where did this hour go? During the 5 o'clock hour, I was kind of giving you a heads up about the home buyers and sellers and the latest mortgage numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rates. About 6.43%, that 15-year rate, 5.96%. Why do I bring this up? Because a record 60,000 Americans have ripped up their home deals in July. Why? Citing high prices and fears about Kamala Harris potentially becoming the next U.S. president. You know, people are concerned about the political climate and have been holding off because it's unclear where the country will be in 6 months. Real estate brokerage firm Redfin reporting existing home sales posted the lowest July levels ever on record. Mm. I told you to beware. Just because the numbers are dropping right now, I'm telling you.
Right. It's just like stocks.
I got a financial background on this.
They can go high. They can go low. It's like a wave. Okay. It's not always going to be all good. Not always going to be all bad.
And as they say, buyers beware.
There you go. 6:25. Just in time for that other quick check of the roads and weather that we've been hinting at. Very quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. We had previously touched on Highway 98. This was if you were traveling eastbound coming from Blue Angel Parkway. But there doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads there. That looks like it's cleared out. Maybe some minor spurts of congestion here and there, but nothing too crazy. As for the weather, it's been Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum from WEAR telling us what's going on. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Not much of a change with our weather is expected as we're looking for sun and clouds and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm each day. Rain chance runs at about 40% through the weekend into the weekend. We're going to see overnight lows in the 70s with daytime highs mainly in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah, I guess he's got a pretty good pulse on this. I'm looking at some of the B-roll rolling here. So, yeah, he's pretty much on track on this one.
Yeah.
Not that he's not on track the other day, but yeah, he's shooting pretty straight here. Leadership change is coming to Pensacola Beach. I want to add this because this is a good friend of mine. Longtime community activist Meg Peltier has resigned after 3 years as the president and CEO of the Beach Chamber of Commerce. Jessica Simpson, she's the current VP of Membership Services, taking over those reins. She has been with the chamber now for a couple of years. So congrats to Meg and also congrats to Jessica this afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. And we did mention this earlier this hour, but just in case you don't know what's going on, we'll keep you in the loop. An area Winn-Dixie grocery store is closing soon. It'll be converted into a new Aldi location. The store at 312 East 9 Mile Road will be closing late next month. Aldi Corporate released a statement thanking customers for their loyalty to the store over the years. And the company says that they are prioritizing Winn-Dixie employees for positions at the new store. The changeover comes after Aldi purchased Winn-Dixie earlier this year. And if this was your go-to store and you're now new to Aldi, there's one thing you need to know when they reopen. You need to bring a quarter. You'll need it for a cart, but you get it back when you return the cart. Aldi's has grown substantially over the last few years, most recently pushing into the southeast. Yep, I mentioned earlier tonight that my neck of the woods recently got an Aldi's. And that's the thing. You'll see stuff like that. You put a quarter in for a cart, and you can get the quarter back. Just people steal carts.
They want the cart
Or they neglect them. So you got to teach people, hey, come on, bring it on back.
Yeah, Aldi's been pretty darn aggressive in their marketing posture here in the market. And, yeah, we did talk about that. I think we broke that story back in January or some sort about them moving into the market.
Right.
I know some of the Winn-Dixie stores around here, yeah, they're going to change to Aldi's, but a lot of the Winn-Dixie stores will also still retain that name. Gosh, it's a legacy of how long that brand's been around for Winn-Dixie. Here's something you need to know about, especially if you're up in the Baghdad Garson Point area. Nope, not talking about fire today. So there, you can kind of breeze that one by you. What we're talking about is a precautionary boil water notice. It is in place for the Baghdad Garson Point water system after a main break and loss of pressure was experienced. This happened on Monday afternoon. And if you are familiar with how these they call them PBWNs, customers are advised all drinkable water, by the way, will be need to be boiled for 1 minute. As an alternative, drink bottled water. That's always the best route there. The notice will remain in effect for about 48 hours. They have to do a series of tests on the water just to make sure it's safe. So it's going to be a 48-hour process. Once it's been corrected and the bacteriological survey shows the water is safe to drink, you're good to go. But give it about 48 hours. So that means Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, probably by tomorrow morning.
Okay. So. And lastly here, very quickly, a federal judge in Texas is blocking a program that would give legal status to illegal immigrants. There you go, Austin. Now you're getting it. Would give legal status to them married to American citizens. So Texas is a federal judge in Texas blocking a program that would give legal status to illegal immigrants married to American citizens. The Biden administration started earlier this month would have affected around 500,000 immigrants in the country without legal status, and the program was challenged by 16 Republican-led states.
And we're less than 30 minutes away from Bands on the Beach.
Yes, we are.
Going to be a great show tonight. Of course, Christy D's Bad Juju.
There you go.
Taken to the stage at 7 o'clock. Go on, head on over there. Bring your blankets, beach chairs. Be sure you leave Fido, all those pets at home, and don't bring any glass out to the island.
Yep.
Tonight, Bands on the Beach, coming up, 7 o'clock. Be there or be square.
Fox News, I'm Kevin Uretsky. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a superseding indictment adjusting charges against former President Trump, alleging he tried to overturn the 2020 election.
The new indictment removes allegations former President Trump pressured Justice Department officials, but keeps in place an allegation the former president attempted to pressure his vice president, Mike Pence, to refuse certifying the electoral count.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The new indictment limits claims to actions by the former president as a candidate and not as president. The September 10th debate on ABC between the former president and Vice President Kamala Harris now a go. And as Middle East ceasefire talks continue, Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder says the U.S. doesn't want conflict with Iran, but
should we need to support the defense of Israel if they are attacked, we certainly will do that.
The general on Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto. America's listening to Fox News.
Let's go with your money now. A massive deal for a couple of football guys. Amazon and its Wondery brand have acquired the rights to the popular New Heights podcast, co-hosted by Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and his brother, former Eagles center Jason Kelce. Various reports say the deal for the weekly podcast is worth more than $100 million. The show gained a slew of new listeners last fall amid news that Travis had begun dating Taylor Swift. Mixed news out of Nordstrom after today's close. The department store chain reported an adjusted profit of 96 cents a share, handily topping estimates. Revenue pretty much in line. The Seattle-based retailer, though, also issued tepid guidance for the full year. Investors are focusing on the positives, it seems. Nordstrom shares up a sharp 7.25% in after-hours trading. Stocks managed narrow gains in today's regular action. The Dow Industrials eking out a 10-point rise to notch another fresh closing high. The S&P 500 edged up 9 points. That's your money now.
I'm Lanelle Willingham with a Sportsman.
The NFL regular season gets geared up to be kicked off next week with the Chiefs and the Ravens battling it out in the AFC. But there's one division that I feel like is not getting enough respect, the AFC South. With CJ Stroud, Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, and potentially Will Levis rising to the top, this division all of a sudden goes from being one of the NFL's duds to maybe one of the NFL's studs. I'm Lanelle Willingham.
Our Labor Day savings start now at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on Valspar Reserve or HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Infinity or Showcase Interior Paint via Lowe's gift card rebate. Whether you're painting one accent wall or want to freshen up a whole room, we've got you covered. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details. Valid through 9/4.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school. Sporting events. Family gatherings. And staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health.
and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3, working for you.
Informative.
Rick Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running
local.
Away. Hey, Vicki Campbell, how you doing? Popping the champagne at this point or what?
Yes, sir. We sure are.
Dependable.
We actually have some big numbers coming in right away, don't we, sir?
Surprising numbers.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Burgosh.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, that's my bad. Typically, I try to put in a bumper song, but I guess this one slipped my mind. I tried to put them in earlier. Chris, there's always a process where I try to put in like the songs early and stuff and put them in ahead of time. And I'm like, I know I'm finishing this too soon. I know I'm done with this. I feel ahead of schedule. And apparently, back when I was doing this, that was why, because I missed one. So forgive me for that. But, you know, awkward silence is one of my specialties, so I guess it's fitting that that we come in on nothing. Anywho, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price here speaking with you alongside Chris Bryan. Right before we get into the action, or get back to it, rather, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. All right, looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on from what I can see. It's typically pretty smooth sailing this hour. That appears to be the case now. So if you're dealing with any problems on the roads, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. As for the weather, we've had WEAR's Alan Strom chilling with us. Alan, what is going on, sir?
Not much of a change with our weather is expected as we're looking for sun and clouds and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm each day. Rain chance runs at about 40% through the week and into the weekend. We're going to see overnight lows in the 70s with daytime highs mainly in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Did I mention to you, starting tomorrow, we'll be giving away FSU football tickets, and we'll do this through the entire season.
Yes, and thank you for reminding me because we're doing this starting tomorrow, and we're doing it throughout the season because obviously FSU football is a very big deal around here any year, but, you know, especially after last season, I mean, 13 wins, so they're obviously sitting very pretty. Yes, I say that in spite of losing to Georgia Tech. It's not like they're some terrible team now. Unless they lose to Boston College, then maybe we can have that conversation. Either way, Florida State, obviously a big deal around here, especially currently, so we're going to give tickets away throughout the year, and we should be giving away just one pair tomorrow. However, we could be giving away as much as three. I think Pensacola Morning News tomorrow is currently slated to have two be given away, but, you know, nobody's perfect. Sometimes we drop the ball, so whatever they don't give away, we will.
FSU faces ACC rival Boston College Monday night, September 2nd, 6:30, Doak Campbell Stadium. What time do we start the broadcast on that?
We start the broadcast at 6:30.
Okay, and let's not forget about another big game that I want you to be aware of, UWF-McKendree.
Yes.
We broadcast that game. We've got this everywhere here. Thursday, September 5th, they'll be up at Penn Air Field, and we'll have that game, and we start coverage of that game in 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Kickoff is 6, so you'll be hearing it by then, but we should be starting coverage at 5:30 if we do it like we've done it before.
A lot of football action. Let me just touch on some of these real quick.
Go right ahead.
If you don't mind.
No, it's a loaded slate.
Yeah, Western Kentucky, Alabama, Alabama A&M at Auburn, Miami at Florida, Georgia, Clemson, Southern Miss at Kentucky, Furman at Ole Miss, Eastern Kentucky at Mississippi State, Murray State at Missouri, Temple at Oklahoma, Old Dominion at South Carolina, UT Chattanooga at Tennessee, Colorado State at Texas, Notre Dame at Texas A&M, Virginia Tech at Vandy, then Sunday's game. By the way, those were Saturday's games.
Right.
Sunday's game, LSU and USC. They're playing that out in Vegas on
yes.
that side. A lot of football action. And believe me, I'm looking at our schedule. It's amazing on how many games that we are actually covering this season.
Yes, and that's the thing. Those are just SEC games. As for this weekend, ESPN Pensacola is supposed to have Miami and Florida at 2 p.m. this Saturday. Also, we've got the Black College Hall of Fame game. That's going to be at 2:30 on Sunday. And then it's after that that we should have the 6 o'clock college football USC versus LSU. We should have that going on there on your Sunday afternoon slash evening. Alrighty, 6:40 here. Just keeping with the sports theme, we did have a couple of MLB games I wanted to report on here. Got our three local teams that we always try to cover every day: Braves, Marlins, and Rays. The Braves are the first of the three getting underway today. They visit the Twins. That's getting underway any minute now. Marlins at Rockies will be getting underway at 7:40, and Rays at Mariners at 8:40. As for any more notable games going on this evening, we've had Astros at Phillies on for about an hour. That game's on TBS. The Phillies, one of the best teams in the league, and right now they're reminding us of that. In the top of the fourth, they are up over Houston 4-0.
Okay, how about Wahoos taking on Mississippi? They're playing it just down the street over the stadium. They threw that first pitch out at 6:05, so they're probably in first inning, second inning, something like that. Mm. Still have time to check out that game if you'd like to do so. It is sure. Pensacola taking on the Mississippi Braves, who, by the way, will be no longer the Mississippi Braves after this season. They're moving to Georgia.
Right.
So I wonder if they're going to keep the team named the Braves, since they're in Georgia, Atlanta Braves.
It would make sense.
It makes sense.
Right.
But other things have happened.
Oh, for sure.
But I thought I'd pass that on to you.
Absolutely. And before we get into some stocks news for you here, just wanted to say that we've been touching on this a few times. Many people are expected to hit the road for Labor Day weekend. AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. And the organization says some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints. So a lot going on there.
Okay. I just wanted to, as you might have known, if you've been in tune with us here since I've been here for about a week and a half or so, FDOT sends me these updated reports just before I come on the air. Let me just run this down for you, if you don't mind. Roadway construction projects continuing in Escambia County. Drivers will encounter lane closures on the 10 freeway at the Highway 29 interchange and the inside lane closures on 9 Mile Road between the 10 freeway ramps. Now, in Milton, drivers will encounter Highway 90 lane closures between Avalon Boulevard and Stewart Street. This is through Thursday for paving operations, and motorists using Highway 98 East through the Gulf Breeze Quarter will experience heavy traffic with lane shifts and closures from 4 to 6, and that's every afternoon. So we pretty much got past that because you said it's really lightened up out there now.
Yes, as it typically does at this hour, and we'll get actually more on that in just a few minutes because it's already 6:43 here. As for Wall Street, it's closing slightly higher with the Dow notching another new record. Stocks struggled for direction and light trading for much of the session, and NVIDIA shares advanced nearly 1.5% to help lift markets ahead of its highly anticipated earnings report on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 10 points to 41,250. The S&P 500 added almost 9 to 56,25, and NASDAQ rose 29 points to 17,754.
Okay, we have a high school game Friday night, don't we? West Florida High?
Yes, it's West Florida Tech and Washington.
I just wanted to bring that up because high school football, of course, underway for the 24 season.
Right.
Here's a team to really watch this season. Pensacola Catholic, top team in Florida from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. They sit at number 35 overall after their huge win over Navarre last week. Crusaders are also the fifth-ranked team in all of Class 2A in the state.
That is unbelievable. I mean,
well-deserved. A great team.
Well, and that's the thing, as we talked about.
Matt Adams, he knows what he's doing.
Well, and one of the top takeaways we've had is that, you know, Navarre, it's one thing if some big-name school out of state comes, or either that or just some bigger-name school in the state, you know, that Navarre's just not familiar with, or it's at a level that Navarre's not familiar with. If that team comes in and beats the Raiders, it's like, okay, you know, early season game or late season game. It's like, yeah, you know, that's not a huge surprise. Local team, Pensacola Catholic, beating them 33-0 is unbelievable. I can't believe that.
I'm sure a lot of Raiders fans were leaving that stadium scratching their head going, is this going to be a long season or what?
Well, and that's the thing. They got to be hoping what the Florida State fans are hoping. This is just a fluke, right? You know, this isn't going to follow us around all year.
How many people did you run into after the Florida State loss last week were trying to explain, well, listen, they've only got one loss.
Right.
They still have a whole season ahead of them. Everybody was kind of disclaiming on how we're going to approach it. in terms of the court of public opinion.
Right.
Well, how's it going to play out? Well, we're going to tell you how it plays out. We'll have that game for you on News Radio 92.3, of course, Boston College.
That next game. That's the thing. A lot of people are acting like Florida State and Georgia Tech was very telling, and it was, but it's going to be nowhere near as telling as Florida State-Boston College. If Florida State struggles in that game, or because I think in spite of losing, they opened up as like 17-point favorites. If they struggle in that game, or if, my goodness, they lose it, that's when we're going to be calling time of death on FSU.
I got to tell you again, FSU tickets going out tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, starting tomorrow, we'll be giving away
tickets.
At least one pair, if not two or three.
Throughout the whole season, we're going to be doing this.
Yes, this is not just a one-off thing. 6:45, we'll get that other quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads, as Chris and I were talking about just a moment ago. It's looking pretty smooth, as it often does this hour. As for the weather, Alan's giving us the same old. Alan, what's going on, my man?
Not much of a change with our weather is expected, as we're looking for sun and clouds and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm each day. Rain chance runs at about 40% through the week and into the weekend. We're going to see overnight lows in the 70s with daytime highs mainly in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
You know, I was surprised. There's a new report coming out, and they dropped this afternoon, and UWF was not included here. Let me just kind of explain what I'm talking about here. Five public universities here in the state were ranked among the top 50 in a national assessment conducted by Washington Monthly. Now, this is a Washington Monthly. That's a publication, if you're not familiar with it, that evaluates institutions based on social mobility, research, and community service. Here are the schools: Florida International University, University of Florida, Florida State University, the University of Central Florida, and the University of South Florida. Top five schools overall are, this is on a national level outside of the state, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stanford University, University of Pennsylvania, Harvard, and Princeton University. I was surprised UWF wasn't there.
Yeah.
What a great school UWF is.
Oh, absolutely.
They should have been included in the top five in the state.
Gonna take quite a weird turn here. This is a headline that I've had holstered on the script, kind of on the stranger side. The Utah mom accused of killing her husband and later writing a children's book about grief will stand trial for murder. And that's what a judge ruled today. Prosecutors say that Corey Richens fatally poisoned her husband, Eric, with a fentanyl overdose back in March of 2022. They believe she slipped a drug into a drink that she had prepared for him, and she would later self-publish a children's book that centered around a father with angel wings. She maintains her innocence, though, and her trial is set for April 28th.
Is that what you call slipping a Mickey to somebody?
I don't know if slipping a Mickey is fentanyl. I don't know about that.
Hey, did you ever eat at Red Lobster?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been a while.
You know, it's interesting because my Louisiana connection in New Orleans, you kind of go for that fresh seafood a lot of times. And Red Lobster just didn't kind of rack it for me on that side because a lot of their food wasn't totally fresh.
Right.
A lot of it was frozen on there. But let me just tell you, the final days of Red Lobster on 9th Avenue quickly approaching. If an Orlando judge agrees, that location right across from Ascension Sacred Heart is going to be closed by Saturday. The hearing set for Thursday, Pensacola's Red Lobster, one of 23 national locations now scheduled for closure. According to an August 22nd court filing, Red Lobster already closed nearly 100 locations around the country, 17 right here in the state.
Wow, my goodness. Just about 4:49. We've been here longer than that. 6:49. We'll take one last quick break here. When we return, we'll give you one last rundown of just some of the trending headlines in your world today, along with one last quick check of the roads and weather. Hopefully very quick. The road should be pretty smooth sailing still, unless that there's been some issue. But outside of that, should be a pretty smooth sailing ride into your evening. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:51 here. As I said before the break, just giving you one last little rundown of everything happening in your world today. We'll start with this. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance saying Kamala Harris is starting to copy policies of former President Trump while speaking at a campaign stop in Big Rapids, Michigan. The Ohio senator said that Harris needs to quit talking about what she's going to do and that she needs to do her job as vice president. Vance said that when Trump was in office, inflation wasn't a thought. Everyday items were affordable and there was peace in the world. He added that Trump had overdose deaths declining and was putting the drug cartels out of business.
All right, let me just go ahead and throw this number out at you. 17 million, we talked about it a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, now I know what the number means.
Yeah, okay. More Americans gave you a two-hour heads up on this one. More Americans are expected to travel over the Labor Day holiday weekend this year, and they're basing this on the 2023 numbers. AAA is reporting this afternoon travel bookings from Thursday, August 29th, through Monday, September 2nd, up 9% this year. This is compared to the same five-day period last year. International travel bookings are down 4%, in part primarily due to inflation, which has driven international travel costs up 11%. Top five destinations this Labor Day weekend: number five, Boston; four, NYC; number three, Anchorage, Alaska; two, Orlando; and number one, Seattle. Mm.
Seattle is an underwhelming number one. Anchorage, I get the scenery, I guess, and the climate. The rest are pretty par for the course, I'd say. Orlando's a big tourist attraction, and Boston and New York are two of the biggest cities in America.
You know, most of those are already built in, already have a built-in base.
Right.
Whether it was Labor Day or whatever, they still have their tourist base.
For sure.
So, you know, you kind of take that with a grain of salt on that side.
We also got two people dead and one seriously injured after a plane tire exploded at a Delta maintenance facility near Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International. The incident reportedly happened as the plane's tire was being removed this morning. A Delta employee and a contractor were killed, and a second airline worker was the one hurt. Delta said that it's working with local authorities to investigate what happened. FlightAware shows that the Boeing 757-200 plane arrived at the airport from Las Vegas just before 9 p.m. local time.
Okay, yeah. Terrible. Tropical development chances look to be on the upswing this coming weekend. This is east of the Lesser Antilles, so don't go running and boarding up your house or anything. This has nothing to do with the Gulf of Mexico at all. What's going to happen here in terms of potential development? It's going to be what they call an East Coast-related storm. It's going to come up through the Caribbean and then take that kind of right turn and skim the east coast of the U.S. coastline. So, again, we'll probably dodge the bullet on this one. So I'm pretty happy about that one.
Yes, very much so. And we touched on this earlier this afternoon. The founder of Barnes & Noble, the famous bookseller, of course, has passed away. Leonard Reggio was 83 years old, and he had been battling Alzheimer's. A statement from his family calls him a true son of New York. He was born in Manhattan's Little Italy. Reggio also founded Barnes & Noble College Booksellers, wholesale distributor MBS Textbook, MBS Textbook Exchange, and GameStop. That was the real curveball for me, because I wasn't much of a reader, but I was a gamer as a kid. So, wow, GameStop. You wouldn't expect the guy who promotes book selling and book buying, you wouldn't expect him to be promoting video games as a pastime as well. That seems to be kind of a competitor in a sort.
So the folks over at SRIA is expanding their footprint in terms of entertainment value on the island. Of course, Bands on the Beach tonight, 5 minutes from right now. They'll crank it up over the casino city. But after Bands on the Beach kind of makes its way out, don't forget about movie nights on the beach. Yeah, you can bring your blankets and beach chairs. It's going to be cinemas in the sand, classic family movies on the casino beach stage. It happens Friday, September 20th. It's Inside Out. All movies are free, of course, and then we'll start at sunset. Check out the free trolley service after the movie and take a cruise up and down the island.
Absolutely. 6:55 here. Speaking of taking a cruise, we'll take a look at the roads here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads, luckily, so doesn't appear to be much to report on, if anything, as you get on home this evening. As for the weather, it's once again WEAR's Alan Strum. Alan, what is going on, my man?
Not much of a change with our weather is expected, as we're looking for sun and clouds and maybe a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm each day. Rain chance runs at about 40% through the weekend into the weekend. We're going to see overnight lows in the 70s with daytime highs mainly in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Chris, are you a big podcast guy?
No.
Really?
Again, my enemy is time.
Right.
I just don't have any. I mean, I would listen. I think they're great.
Yeah.
And you can learn a lot of stuff on podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
very diverse array.
I think they're fantastic. But, and I got to tell you, I would love to have become more acclimated to that format and that platform. Right. I just don't have the time. But I like listening, you know, but producing it's a different story. I know you're a big podcast guy.
Well, that's the thing. I'll listen to some podcasts, like bits and pieces on TikTok. I think that's how a lot of people get their fix. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of them are very informative and very serious topic. Others are pretty frivolous, or it's just like, it's as simple as a couple people just getting a mic and shooting the breeze. But I think this one would kind of fall into the latter. Travis and Jason Kelce are signing a new podcast deal with Amazon's Wondery. The deal, or Wondery, however you say that. The deal for the brothers' New Heights podcast is reportedly worth more than $100 million.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, especially when you know that they launched it. It's called the New Heights Podcast. They launched it at the start of the 2022 football season. So we are talking essentially fall of 2022. It's just now 2 years, and it's over $100 million? That's crazy to me. That's wild. That much money.
I'd like to pot that thing up and hear what you're talking about. Yeah. Don't do it. I'm just saying.
Well, that's the thing. It's just the two brothers talking.
What are they talking about?
I think a lot of them talk about like stuff going on in football currently, you know.
What's going on with Travis's affair with
Well, and that's the thing. They'll talk about
Swift.
They'll talk about their own like lives and relationships and stuff, because Jason, he's married. You know, so they'll talk about, you know, they'll talk about their women and their lives and stuff like that. They'll tell funny stories or stuff. You know, I think it was when the Chiefs beat the Eagles in Super Bowl 57. Something that went viral was the encounter. Jason, he hugged his mom, because she, you know, was consoling him, and he said, right, "It's okay, go be with Trav," you know, because that's the thing, he was celebrating.
Right.
You know, and it was just a very bittersweet moment, you know, talking about that experience and all that. So they'll get emotional at times, they'll get serious at times with their own stuff, but it's more just, you know, two brothers talking and giving you their inside look on life.
I wonder what happens when the bubble, or if the bubble bust, how that's going to play out.
Oh, between like Travis and Taylor? I don't know. I hope Travis isn't bitter, because he's got quite a platform to talk some smack.
I can see a new song coming.
Yeah.
She's done it for 16 albums before, I guess.
I will say this. If let's say, and I hope that doesn't happen, because I want him to be happy.
I'm wishing him the best of luck.
Of course. But
pull it for him.
If they do break up and Taylor writes a song about like how men ain't squat.
Right.
I'm telling you what, man. That's going to be her most popular ex-boyfriend song ever.
Or Mama Kelsey drove me crazy.
Oh, my God. I hope she wouldn't say anything about the family. Come on. You kidding me? I hope. Speaking of Mama Kelsey, I hope she wouldn't say anything either. Just, I know it's a publicized relationship, but please try to keep at least a breakup between two people.
I don't think the Kansas City, Kansas City Suites, right, have been this active ever.
Especially before. Not on camera.
Especially when you bring names in like that, Taylor Swift.
Vince Cola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow.